On Tuesday's front page, the Supreme Court stepped into the fight over Arizona's tough immigration law. That's the third politically charged issue the High Court has taken on for 2012. The Russian billionaire who owns the New Jersey Nets basketball team became famous as a jet-setting playboy. Now Mikhail Prokhorov is running against Vladimir Putin for president. And online schools score better on Wall Street than with educators. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Supreme Court stepped into the fight over the Arizona law that requires local police to enforce federal immigration laws. The Obama administration challenged the Arizona law, saying it could not be reconciled with federal policies. This is the third major case the court has agreed to hear that could affect next year's elections. The court has also agreed to decide President Obama's health care overhaul and a Texas redistricting case that could deliver or deny Democrats four House seats. Times reporter Adam Liptak says no other Supreme Court in recent memory has gone into an election year facing cases that could have such far-reaching political effects. Also on Tuesday's front page, Russian leader Vladimir Putin faces a new challenge from one of Russia's richest and most glamorous figures. The billionaire owner of the New Jersey Nets says he'll run against Putin for president. Mikhail Prokhorov's announcement reflects the depth of anger at Putin in Russia. Times reporter Ellen Barry has more from Moscow.
Mr. Prokhorov is coming into this race as a genuine opposition candidate. And the reason I raise this is because in previous presidential elections, it's notable that none of the other candidates are willing to publicly criticize Putin. And in fact, some of his opponents in previous elections have endorsed him openly. So in the case of Prokhorov, we just have to wait and see how far he's willing to go.
Times reporter Ellen Barry. Also on Tuesday's front page, a look at the largest online school company's operations. K-12 Incorporated is a publicly traded company that's done well by Wall Street standards. But Times reporter Stephanie Saul says there are serious questions about whether full-time online schools are a good deal for children or taxpayers. K-12 Incorporated tries to squeeze profits from public school dollars by raising enrollment, by increasing teacher workload, and by lowering standards. Some K-12 teachers said they felt pressured to pass students who did little work. Iraq is carrying out a preemptive strike against what it calls remnants of Saddam Hussein's old Ba'ath Party. Some 600 suspects have been picked up in the past month. That has some Iraqis worried that Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki will move against his political opponents once U.S. troops leave at the end of the year. On Monday, Maliki was in Washington meeting with President Obama, who said Iraq is now a self-reliant and democratic nation. With Newt Gingrich catching up to Mitt Romney in the race for the Republican nomination, Romney's wife, Ann, is being deployed to do what Romney has not. Times reporter Michael Barbaro says that is give a three-dimensional portrait to voters. She's been describing what she calls the other side of Mitt that you never hear about. She's also drawing attention to a potentially powerful asset in the race against twice-divorced Gingrich. She and Romney have been married for 42 years. A police officer answering a 911 call about a break-in in Brooklyn was shot in the face and killed by one of the suspects. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said Officer Peter Figoski interrupted a home invasion. Figoski was a 22-year veteran of the NYPD. One suspect was arrested. The police are looking for a second. Inside Tuesday's Times, Indian tribes in California are kicking out thousands of members. Tribal rivalries and political squabbles often trigger disenrollment, but lately critics say the biggest factor has been casino gambling. Losing membership in a tribe can be devastating financially. Some small tribes with casinos pay members $15,000 a month. Tuesday's Business Day section says the recession crimped the incomes of the rich. Average income of the top 1% fell by about a third to $957,000 in 2009. The comparable figure in 2007 was $1.4 million. That put the average income of the top 1% below where it was as far back as 1998, when adjusted for inflation. Investors' mood over last week's deal to shore up the Euro currency union turned dark. Stocks fell after two ratings agencies warned that efforts to address the debt crisis were not adequate. Perhaps the most dangerous barometer of the Euro crisis shot up again. That's the interest rate on 10-year Italian government bonds. It climbed to 6.5%, high enough to make paying off Italy's debt painful. Here in New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the Obama administration was wrong not to legalize over-the-counter sales of the so-called morning-after pill for girls under 17. The mayor made the comment just before he joined Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius in Queens at a discussion of jobs in the healthcare field. Last week, Ms. Sebelius overruled the FDA, which had recommended that the pill be sold over-the-counter to girls 16 and under. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.